Hey, welcome to the Airbrand Podcast. This is season 3, episode 4. So what are we doing? And again, like I posted on social media, this is the ing season, ing. So to continue with the concept, this episode is about writing. For me, for example, I like to take notes. Sometimes I take more mental notes than actual physical notes. And just pertaining to life situations, different things that I've noticed on my journey, whatever, my walk. And I know people used to do this as well, like with notes. They used to leave notes for themselves, little reminders. Like I say, set alarm if you have to. But like once before, I would like to mention again about affirmations. And I know people used to do this, as I was going to say, I know people used to do this with affirmations. They used to write notes like on a mirror or just on sticky notes for when they're at work or when they're around the house, to just reminders of who they are, reminds you of who you are. Reminders of where you want to be or where you're going, or just affirmations to uplift yourself. Because again, you have to be your own cheerleader through anything that you're going through. Times are going to get rough, and trust me, I feel like I know that more and more as I go on about my life. But it's not all about me, of course, because everybody has this journey and particular path that they're on that everyone either learns the same thing or learns something different. But it matters what you take from it and apply to yourself. So it's definitely good to have a vision board. And of course, like you can have, I believe you should have different vision boards of your walks of life, of goals that you want to achieve in like 5 years or even less than that. You can have a vision board of like of yourself, like a note to self. That's why it's good to write things down so you can envision these things. And like episode, it's good to say mantras to yourself, but you can write them down as well. Like put them in your car, so you can get, every time you get in out your car, you can see them on your way to work. You can say these things that are written down. And like me currently, I'm writing a book, and of course I have writer's block, but like again, I have little reminders to remind me of what time. Like I write my book at 4:25 p.m. every day, sometimes twice a day if I'm waking up early in the morning when I don't have to work. So I'm up there writing because I want to be productive. Like if I'm going to be up there early, I'm going to do something that's influential to me. So with that being said, if you want to write poetry, like this is a time when I didn't have a car. I used to ride and Lyft, whatever. The Lyft drivers talking about, give me an example of how they listen to music and like love songs, and they apply it to themselves. So if you're writing a poem, you can apply it to yourself, especially if you want to, any way possible to uplift yourself, to keep pushing and keep moving forward. And of course, you can write poems for other people, or just in general, like just because you want to write a poem. That's just uplifting within itself, because it could uplift somebody as well. And like, I love to talk about inspiring people. Like that poem could inspire the next person or next group of people, like of different ages. Like it depends on what they take from it. Because I feel like I'm, in this point in time in my life, I dream to aspire. So, of course, I it would be cool to know, oh, somebody's taking notes on me. I'm no professor, of course, but that'd be an honor, I would think, because it's maybe it's like a survival guide to different things, because if I'm talking about situations I've been through, hopefully it can help someone else with apply to their situation, and it keeps them from doing the same thing, so they won't have to go through the same stuff. And writing, of course, is a safe place for a big amount of people around the world. You're traveling to a different world, a different place in time. Like, sometimes you're creating the world yourself. Like, for example, for me with my young adult book that I'm writing, like, I'm creating a world within itself, like a whole new world. No pun intended to Aladdin, even though that's one of my favorite animated movies of Disney, like, of all time. But yeah, I'm creating a new world. And maybe that book can inspire other people, young writers, to do the impossible. Like, I guess reinvent the wheel with writing, like a new story, a new genre for other writers or listeners to read, listen to. Sometimes it's hard to notice your own capabilities. Like, for example, for last episode with actions and attention to people's intentions, but you have to be intentional with yourself as well. Be intentional with your writing. That's what I strive to do every day with setting that alarm and trying to write like as much as possible. Cause I like I definitely have mental notes. Like, I have some stuff written down, like, to remind me, okay, this at this point in the book, this what I want to happen. This character needs to be introduced. Like, this is the name of this place, whatever. And sometimes, most of the time, I have mental notes of these things because I have a vivid imagination and I have I have a great memory of things. So I take mental notes of these things. So not everything is written down, and for me, it's easier for nobody to take my ideas and everything like that. So, but of course, when I'm writing the book, like, it's written down. You can't just have like a full story, just like some. But some people can. But that's my way of like security for me. That's my little security blanket. And of course, with writing, it's like the attention to the details. Like, you got to listen to your own self and, of course, the things that are around you that inspire you to write. Of course, there's going to be some days you don't feel like writing. And there's probably going to be days when people write something about you and you're not going to like it. So, and as an artist, I know this quite well. Like, you can be your own worst critic. So, make sure you're writing a story that represents you very well in every aspect. Like a great culmination of things that speaks to you and I guess speaks for you, because depending on what type of thing that you write, you might not be the one reading it or them, because it's audiobooks and stuff as well. And besides writing a book, like, I love to write poetry. That's why I was talking about it before. And I write, either I'm writing something pertaining to me, something that inspires me, or I just want to write for what I'm going through or for someone. And I try to pick, like, I guess, take you on a journey through the words that I write, but it's more so giving you an open look into my mind. Like, this is kind of my thought process, but through poetry. So when I'm writing, it's feel free. I don't feel any judgment. Like, I started posting my poems maybe like two or three years ago. And some people like it, some people or comment, but I don't really care for that. Like, me just posting it is the big thing for me. I usually just keep it in my phone and just like, yeah, yeah, I like that. That's my thing. But thing with writing is more so of the wording, because just like the last few episodes, you're listening and knowing. So you know what you want to say, and then the people that's listening, like, how can they connect to you? How can they see your vision? Are you taking these things into account? Like, I think that's cool. I want somebody like this because I like it. But you can always be a people pleaser. I feel like as long as it's organic and authentic, no matter whatever you write, as long as, of course, it's not nothing crazy, but that's whatever, how you feel. Like, of course, you can write down, because that's probably the best way to express your feelings. And that's the only way people can express things anyway, through writing. So they're more comfortable with that. So I can't really tell somebody how to write something. Like, that's your canvas. That's your paper. That's not my paper. And that's a part of your story. It might not be my story, so I can't judge somebody off of that. Thing, long as you're writing from your heart, the rest will fall into place. I think, especially with me, like, I love writing, but it was times I didn't, because, like, of course, school, you know, like, I'm getting tired of writing papers, and some people used to get tired of writing their name, but I remember used to pass paper around, and like, dang, jerkers didn't write their name when they paid on a piece of paper. Of course, you grow out of that, but that's another attention to detail, because you're writing something detailed. Either something that you've been through, or just because you essentially love words, and most people have a vivid imagination, or they're wordsmiths, or they have to get the gab when they're writing. Because it goes back to music, of course, too, but there's poetry and music. And there's so many different lyrical artists that just paint a picture while they're flowing. And it depends on who's listening to the song. Because I'm pretty sure some people are writing, they're writing for the fans, of course, or they're writing for themselves because they know this is like, yeah. I've been before. This is what I'm gonna do. But as you go through life, your story is constantly still being written. Oh, written. Your story is constantly being written. So I would say not to give up. Just keep pushing forward, and of course, refer back to my favorite verse, Jeremiah 29:11. And just, if you have to, put that as a note, a sticky note, and remind you every day of what is planned for you, because that verse just gives me more hope of where I want to go and where I see myself. So sometimes the writing isn't always on the wall. Sometimes you have to put the writing on the wall to give yourself a wake up call, to know what you need to get done and where you can actualize your final destination or where you want to be. Because nobody on this earth can really do that for you. You have to do that for yourself. Because I remember, like, all throughout life, we have had to take notes. So why should we stop? Why should we stop from there? Like, why should we stop now? Like, keep going. Continue to take notes. Like, there's nothing wrong with that. You listen to somebody talk, or, like, of course you have to take notes in class and stuff, but you listen to somebody talk, just motivational speaker or anything, take notes of what that person is saying. Like, you can take mental notes, of course, but take physical notes as well. Especially, like, if you look up to somebody, don't try to idolize them, but if you want to compare yourself to someone else's journey, or, like, I wouldn't say compare in a way, not in a bad way, like, oh, dang, they did this. Oh, I don't know if I can do that. But compare in a way, like, okay, they story similar is similar to mine, so I should be able to do this too. Like, help it, use it to help motivate you. Like, use it to light a fire under you, so you have a fire inside you to keep going. Just to keep going, because you got to keep moving forward. You got to keep moving forward. Write these things down as much as possible. Complete. Do as many vision boards as you can. Like, there's nothing wrong with that. You had a lot of goals, didn't do that. But make sure you complete them as well. You have to make sure you complete them. Don't be just being nonchalant and just writing things down just for the heck of it. There's no purpose in that. Your actions have to have purpose behind them. Because then these things won't go into fruition. And you have a lack of accountability when you don't apply these things. And nobody can really judge you on that. Like, unless you have an accountability partner, then yeah, they can, like, oh, you said you're going to do this. And of course, people that's listening to this, if you know me or whatever, or you just listening and like, man. And of course, if you end up following me on social media and then you notice that I'm not doing the things that I said I was going to be doing, of course, call me out. Like, there's nothing wrong with that. Like, call me out. Like, hey, what happened, man? You said, you know what I'm saying? So if I'm not doing these things, like, why am I saying them? Why am I writing? What is my purpose for writing? That's what you got to decide at the end of the day. What is your purpose for writing? Are you doing this for you, or are you doing this for somebody else? Either way, you could motivate. You can motivate yourself. You can motivate others. And again, there's people that's looking up to you. There's people that's keeping track of things you're doing. Like, they're taking notes on you, because either they want to be like you, or they want to see you fail. So who are you going to allow win? Because you really want to see yourself win. And it's all about living your best life for you. Because are you living for them? Because if you allow them win, you're living for them, essentially. Because you're letting their purpose for you. And then you're essentially conceding. I don't feel like people should be easily to give up when you're back against the wall and the roosters come on to roast or whatever, how that saying goes. But you gotta keep moving forward and walking into that purpose. I remember this guy used to wear Bible verses in his shoes because he was on the journey and he had a purpose to complete. And these Bible verses in his shoes reminded him of his walk of life and where he needed to go and where he wanted to be. And I'm not saying do that. Like, you can if you want to. I just write something down that you know is going to keep you ahead to move forward. Just like we usually put these things on the wall, posters to motivate us, but it's with words. It has writing on them. And we have these little sticky things we put in our house that's on the wall. They either say hope, faith, joy, things like that. And it motivates you. Like every time, even with the doormats that have writing on them, when you leave in and out of your house, these things are pushing you. So at the end of the day, what are you doing to push yourself? Because you already know who you are, but are you going to push yourself to where you need to be? And do you know where you're going? This has been the Airburn Podcast. I'm your host, Jay Air. You can follow me on Instagram at Jay Air to the Throne or Jay Air Solo. I have a YouTube gaming channel called Air Gaming. I am also on TikTok at Relatable Nostalgia. And I have a gaming TikTok called Air Solo 90210. And our group's YouTube is called 90210 Gaming. Stay tuned for more as we proceed with the Ing season. And towards the end of the season, I will tell you the acronym or that I came up with that for that. All right. Stay blessed.